Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
It's time for episode 4 of The Good Report. What you are about to hear is verifiably true. When we make stuff up on this program, we usually tell you. Our first stop is the wilderness of northeastern Minnesota, where the U.S. Forest Service received a frantic report from a man whose backpack had been stolen by a bear. He said the backpack had, quote, several delicious-smelling snacks inside. Now, normally rangers don't bother responding to such incidents, but something else concerned them. There was a pistol in the backpack. A conservation officer joined the U.S. Forest Service searching for the armed Bruin and found the shredded backpack close to some empty snack wrappers. Thankfully, the bear was a pacifist. The pistol was still enclosed in its case inside the backpack. The gun owner was not arrested, of course. Perhaps he now believes in his right to arm bears. Okay, that was a very long way to go for a joke. Arm bears. Meanwhile, in Cape Cod, Massachusetts, patrons at the Cape Sands Inn were in for a wake-up call. Firefighters responded to reports of a crash. When they arrived, they spotted the culprit inside a room on a bed. It was a car. A car! I woke up and the car was already in the room, said Lindsay Kirkera, and my son went off of his bed next to the window and he flew onto my bed. Police say the driver lost control. You think? Thankfully, Kirkera, her husband, and their three children were fine. Last year, we got hit by a drunk guy who totaled our new car, said husband Derek. This year, we get run over by a car in our bed. I think we're done with the Cape. Perhaps next year they'll vacation in Cape Fear. In the stranger than fiction category, police in Yakima, Washington answered a residential complaint. Shots had been fired. They found a man yelling incoherently and a gun lying in the road. Witnesses said he was loading cans of soda into his refrigerator when one exploded. And, like any of us would do, I'm sure, he shot the fridge. No, he said, that is not true. I did not shoot the fridge. The people living in his basement had fired at him first, and he simply returned fire, he said. Police noted a few things. No one was living in that basement, and that would be because he did not have a basement. He was arrested, of course. When officers asked where he got the gun, he said, I found it. Perhaps he found it in the basement. Time for one more tidbit to help you snicker. Ginny Oliver of Rockland, Maine, is called the Lobster Lady. She learned lobstering from her daddy when she was 8. Ginny wakes at 4:45 to tend 200 offshore lobster pots 3 days a week with her son. Ginny is 101 now. Her boy does the heavy work for her because, well, he's only 78. You just have to keep going, she says. She plans to keep lobstering until she dies. What a remarkable gal. When asked when will you retire, she said, when I'm dead. Everybody gonna die sometime. How right she is. But here's the good news. Hebrews 9 says, you're only gonna die once. And it gets better. Christ, it says, was offered once for all time as a sacrifice to take away our sins. He will come again not to deal with our sins, but to bring salvation to all who are eagerly waiting for Him. Jesus has dealt with the sin problem. By His grace, through faith, we can approach God forever forgiven. That truly is the good report. And now I better go. My wife is putting soda into the fridge.
God promises to never leave us, but that doesn't mean life will be easy. Many search for an escape from life's struggles, but Laugh Again offers something deeper. Encouragement, joy, and the hope of Jesus in the midst of it all. As one listener shared, I wanted to tell you how much Laugh Again means to me. It even helped cheer me up after my dad died. Help share this hope and laughter. Give today at laughagain.us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.